Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, June 8th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. What is Rock the Flock? It is the home for Christian independent artists to share not only their music, but their testimonies. As I say every week, I sit back in amazement. I say, thank you, Lord, because of the guest that he brings to the show. This week, we have the honor of having Miss Jessica Fontana on the show. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Greg. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Now, Miss Jessica, where are you calling in from?
From Burleson, Texas.
Burleson, Texas. Now, where's that close to?
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. Okay, I know where Fort Worth is. All right.
Stars, honky tonk.
Honky tonk, yeah. Texas. All right. Yes. Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to just dig all into your life. We're going to stir you up and see what God's been doing. All right.
All right, sounds good.
We'll be right back with Miss Jessica Fontana right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. This week, my very special guest is Miss Jessica Fontana. Jessica, you told us you're from the great state of Texas.
Yes, sir.
I still have a parent. My dad is in Houston. I have brother, sister in Houston. It's a good place to be.
Yes, I've spent my whole life here, so I love it.
Okay, so that is good to know. Well, that is all part of the biggest question you're going to answer in this interview, because it's a loaded question. Who is Jessica Fontana?
So Jessica Fontana is a singer, songwriter, new Christian artist, and most importantly, a worshiper at heart. That's my heart. And I'm just passionate about helping people experience the love and presence of God through music and through servitude. So I didn't grow up in a musically trained home, but I learned music through watching my grandmother like perform, and it was more about like I was like amazed at their heart up there on stage. And so since I was a little girl, that's just what I wanted to do. And I sang in church as a young child and did little solos and stuff, and it's really just that's just the way I connected with God. So
now you said you're a new Christian singer. Did you sing another genre before and then come in, or have you always just you've kind of sung in church and then decided to God spoke to you and said, Jessica, you're going to go outside the walls of the church, which I think is amazing, because that's what we're called to do. We're called to take His word outside the church, to call you into a music ministry.
What I mean by like new Christian artist is like putting out singles, but my whole life I was a Christian artist in my bathroom singing, or in my room singing, or you know, just like that was just, and then you know, the church, of course, but yeah, that was my favorite thing, was to sing at church on Sundays. And yeah, so
you're light steps ahead of me, because I am an amazing solo Christian artist in the shower and in my car, but that's right. It. That is it. We don't sing anywhere else. Not even in church. I may whisper and act like I'm singing, but I don't.
Right. My husband's the same way. I tell him all the time, like, who cares? Just let it out. Like, he wants to hear you sing too, no matter if you think you can or not. So.
Well, that's a great question to bring up. And who is Jessica Fontana? Where did you meet your husband?
I met him in the Fort Worth stockyards. Like, actually, I was working like the rodeo, mm-hmm. And he came in with a group of friends, and that's pretty much how we met. But I always say I met him at the rodeo.
Well, that's cool because it's crazy how God brings us together.
Right.
You know, in all of that. And you laugh like the rodeo, but it took the rodeo for God's will to be done.
Right. Working a job I didn't like so much, but I found my husband, the love of my life. So,
see, that's what I tell all the young guys at work. They don't get it. It's not work. It's a purpose. You know, we're really just, we're doing God's will and purpose. And you see how he works things out. So I think he's worked things out pretty good in your life.
Absolutely. Yes, he definitely has.
Well, all right. When we come back, I believe you may have a Bible verse to share with us.
Yes.
And kind of the meaning on why you wanted to bring it to the show.
Yep.
We'll be right back with Miss Jessica Fontana right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. This week, Miss Jessica Fontana. Jessica, now it is time to share the verse you prepared and kind of why you brought it to the show.
So the verse I brought today is Psalm 91:1-2. It's, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. It's one that I've held close for a long time. It speaks of a God who doesn't just rescue us, he shelters us. And it says that when we choose to dwell in his presence, we find rest, safety, and peace in the shadow of the Almighty. That's been pretty real for me my whole life. I've walked through a lot of challenges, not just with, you know, family and growing up. We moved a lot. I also have had a lot of like health struggles. But in every season, I discovered God as my peace, my refuge, who I would call on, of course, in times of trouble. But he was always the place that I went to where it was like that just secret place, you know, that was just that place that's just like, and that, like, I just call it latitude, like mm-hmm. latitude of heaven, the space that you can be in any moment, if you just, you know, breathe, let him in and just ask him to speak to you and you speak to him. So,
and I think that's cool. We talked about it last week on the show. You don't know peace until you find the Lord. And it, like you said, it's kind of funny how people look at us sometimes as Christians, and we go through trials just like everybody else. But it's that peace that's the difference in it, because, you know, that peace helps with pain. That peace helps with sorrow. You know, that peace helps with loss. The Lord's peace, when the Holy Spirit brings that peace, it is, like you said, it's hard to explain.
Yeah, it's indescribable. And I think the more that you, you know, reach out to him and just, you can find him like anywhere. Like that's why, and he'll meet you there. Like he really will. It's just, you know, sometimes a lot of people have the problems of taking the first step. You know, my husband was always like, I don't know how to pray, or I don't know how to, and like, you just talk to him like anybody else. So, yeah.
Well, amen. Thank you for sharing that verse and adding what you did, because we do need the Lord in our lives. We need him. Yes. Not for just the good days. He's there in the bad days too. Even though we may not feel him, but that peace will connect us, and then he's just right there. I use the little thing I say all the time. He's behind us, cleaning up the mess. He's on each side of us, keeping us on the path, and he's in front of us, moving obstacles that we will never have to face. And all you have to do, like you said, is just talk to him. Call out, call out his name. And it's a powerful name, powerful name. Jesus, the name of Jesus is so, is powerful. So I could go into a whole thing on that, and I'll just, I'll save it.
Yeah, I mean, I would say he's definitely like, it's just building that foundation. You start with that foundation first, and that's just what I've learned to do, is lean on him, build that. And it's just, it's just the truth that I want to carry with me and share with others, because no matter what life brings, we have a God who's trustworthy, and we can always rest in him.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we get to talk about one of the most exciting parts of the interview, and that's your music.
Yes.
All right. We'll be back with Miss Jessica Fontana right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're tuning in on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO FM, or if you're listening online at 897WJHO.org, or, like I said, if you're passing along on podcast and you happen to find the hottest podcast out right now, and that is Rock the Flock. And it's the hottest show, it's the hottest podcast, because it's God-driven, and God opened the door to his vehicle this week, and Miss Jessica Fontana stepped out. So we're very blessed to have you. Very blessed that God allowed you to be a part of it, this show this week.
Yes, I'm very thankful for that. So great.
And we're here to talk about your music now, because that's how I found you. I love algorithms on like Instagram. Mm-hmm. And hey, the Bible says seek, ask, and knock. So I sent the message, and it's been a while since we have this planned. It's been planned out. So you're here. So how many songs have you written?
Written many songs. But the one in particular, Latitude of Heaven, is one that I finally sat down with somebody else and just was like, can you put some music? Can we put some music to these lyrics? Because, you know, I didn't grow up playing an instrument or anything like that. And so it was just a really cool experience. And it was one where I could just pour my heart out. So, let's see. So with that Latitude of Heaven song, is that the one that you heard when you were?
I did. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. It just came in a place where I just really wanted to feel like I could meet God, and I had his protection in that moment. And that's where I talk about that kind of secret place between you and God, and he could just, you know, breathe life into me. So I wanted to share that with others, just again, like in any moment that you can just meet, he will meet you right where you're at. So.
Now, do you get to, you're close to Fort Worth, Texas. Do you get the opportunity to get out and play anywhere?
I have some opportunities coming up.
Because I know that's the hardest thing, that, you know, Christian,
yes,
independent artist, it's not a glamorous life. But then I sit back and think, well, was Jesus' life that glamorous? No, it was not. How did it end for him on earth? It was exactly. Not. So we'll pray at the end of the show, but I will be praying for you and all the Christian independent artists on the show, because it is tough.
It's very tough. Yes.
You know, absolutely. It's finding doors of opportunity. Yes. It is funding, because it takes a, you know, if you have money to go to a producer, you have to pay a producer. If you try to do it all in your living room or your kitchen, I've seen before, or it's wherever you can stick equipment, you have to buy that equipment.
Exactly. And
it takes a, it takes a huge effort, but we have a mighty God, and he has a work to be done, and he will provide.
Yes, he will.
And so now you are a, like I said, you are part of a family now, this Rock the Flock family that just keeps growing. And my prayer in it is that your music will, because you have to send me some music so I can put it in a show that will go out and reach people. And like, yes, I told you off air, there's some things coming up in my life that I think the Lord has put there to make this show even bigger. So get ready, Miss Jessica. All right.
All right.
All right. Well, can you send me any music?
Yes.
All right. What song, if we could insert a song to play right now, what would it be?
Attitude?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what you'll have to do, you'll have to send it to me. And what's really cool about this, how would you like to intro the song? And I will insert it, and it'll play. How would that be? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Intro.
Intro.
Yep. You'll just however you want to intro it. You can just say your name. This is my song, or you can say, "This is my name. I wrote this song because so and so and so and so."
Okay.
All right. However you want to do it. But it is all you now. And when you get done, the song will play.
Okay. Hey, this is Jessica Fontana, and this is Latitude of Heaven.
It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you, Miss Jessica Fontana, for blessing us in this show. And I want to say, out of the three meat part of the interview, is, you know, the first one is basically who you are, and then the verse you bring, and then your music. I love not the verse that you brought, but I love what you said about it. Because if anything comes out of this show today, I want people to know to dwell in the Lord,
exactly,
to seek him, to whatever you're struggling with. Now, it may not be the 100% cure, because he doesn't heal all of us completely. We're not meant to, it's not meant for that. But it's meant to, like we said, to find the peace to be able to walk with it, whatever his will is in your life. It's to be able to walk in that peace. So thank you for reminding us of that.
You're welcome. I just want to bless others with, you know, everything that he's given me, just not through music, but just in general. And that's just my greatest hope, is to bless others with my music and my ministry. So.
Well, you have blessed us today. Can we go to the Lord in prayer?
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father, thank you for today, Lord. Thank you for this show. I ask you to bless every artist that's a part of this show and the ones that are to come. Lord, and today, I thank you for the guest you brought to the show. I ask you to be with Jessica, Lord. I ask you to continue to bless her. God, that you will open up doors for her. Lord, places that she never thought she'd be able to play. That you will send the right people, Lord. And that you will guide her exactly to the door. God, I ask you to put a hedge of protection around her life, around her family, around her marriage. God, that you will watch after her every step of her life, and you will bless those steps. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, how can this Rock the Flock family, how can they connect with you?
You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Jessica Fontana Music.
All right. And I will have the links to that when I promo the show so people can click on it and go right to you.
Yeah, and I'll send you those as well.
All right. Well, anything you'd like to say closing the show?
Just thank you for having me today, and I hope this conversation and all the music is, again, able to bless everybody who listens. So,
well, thank you. Thank you for coming again. I hope I served you well. Your first radio interview.
Yes, thank you. You made it very easy.
That is really cool. I thank the Lord for that. So thank you. This isn't the end of a show. It may be the end of the show, but I'm going to tell you, like I tell every guest, it's only the beginning. So get ready. Because this is only going to get, and I don't know what bigger means. I don't, but it's going to get bigger. So get ready.
All right. I believe that with my whole heart.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Well, you'll be in my prayers. And like I said, pray that those doors will open.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's Miss Jessica Fontana on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO, 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.